Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sound of Freedom was completed 5 years ago, but Disney fought them in the courts to keep it from being released. Hollywood employs several convicted pedophiles, and mostly at Disney and Nickelodeon, who specialize in children's programming, and have even rehired pedophiles after they've served light sentences for raping child actors. Hollywood has been abusing children since its inception, including child actors of the 1930s, such as Shirley Temple, Mickey Rooney, and Judy Garland, who wrote that she was constantly molested behind the scenes by powerful men, including MGM co-founder Louis B. Mayer. And nothing has stopped Hollywood from continuing this horrific abuse. It has been known for decades that governments have systemically abused children. Beginning in the 1960s, the German government began placing thousands of foster children into the homes of single pedophiles and continued doing it up until the 1990s. Thousands of Catholic priests have been accused of raping children, and no justice has ever come of it. Jeffrey Epstein was targeting individuals and recording them raping children as a form of blackmail so that powerful entities could control them. Epstein has disappeared, and so has his little black book. Many have claimed that Hugh Hefner was doing the same thing for the CIA that Epstein was doing. In 1976, Hefner's Playboy magazine published erotic nude pictures of a 10-year-old girl, and nobody seemed to care. The effects on these children can often be fatal, whether it's from blunt trauma or suicide. And those who survive most often struggle with it for their entire life.
To me, sexual abuse, it kills a child. I think it kills the spirit of a child. I think it kills normalcy in a child. So I just have spent a great deal of my life, walking around really as a dead person in a sense, because I almost feel like I was murdered.
Child abuse has been used as a form of trauma-based mind control because it often forces the child to disassociate, which has been known to create multiple personalities. MKUltra whistleblower Kathy O'Brien came from a family of multi-generational child abuse that sold her to the U.S. government.
I developed a compartment in my brain, a little area behind amnesic barriers that was actually the neuron pathway shutting down in my brain in order to compartmentalize the memory of the abuse so that the rest of my mind could function normally as though nothing had happened.
My father's sexual abuse expanded into child pornography. And he was sending this child pornography of me through the U.S. mails. And he was caught. The pornography was confiscated by a criminal faction of our government. The local politician approached my father and told him that he would receive immunity from prosecution if he would sell me into the CIA's MKUltra Project Monarch.
Some families practice incest and pedophilia to gain power and to maintain it. Inbred Jacob Rothschild explains it here while reading a quote from his inbred relative, James Rothschild.
In our family, we've always tried to keep love in the family. In this sense, it was more or less understood since childbirth that children would never think of marrying outside the family, so that our fortune would never leave it. You couldn't write that today.
Our entire system is profiting from child slavery. About $10 billion a year in the U.S. alone. And our entire government seems to be involved. Congress has paid millions of our tax dollars to cover up their sex abuse crimes. Thousands of children are being trafficked across our southern border. And now it's become trendy to castrate children and turn them into a so-called transgender. And if we the people don't do something about this, then the blossoming surveillance state will have a solution. Don't be surprised if our children are soon monitored 24/7 under the guise of keeping them safe because we have failed to do so. While we cannot expect to rid the earth of all evil, something obviously needs to be done. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. We'll be right back.
globalists are only humans. Yeah, they have control of the central banks. They have a lot of power, but they can be defeated. But some of their operations are going to take decades to stop. But one thing you can do right now is take control of your body and your family's body by purifying the water that you drink and that you cook with. And you do it with the highest quality gravity-fed filter out there. This thing does 10,000 gallons. You can sit there and put hundreds of gallons through it a day. It purifies very quickly, and it cuts out thousands of chemicals to non-detectable levels. This is what I use, which my family uses. It's the very best system out there for the lowest price. For a limited time, 10% off on top of that, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com on the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. In stock and replacement filters for folks that need those in stock. Get it today, and it funds the InfoWar. Don't procrastinate. This is one of the main areas we can take control of our lives and stop the globalists from hitting us with poison that they allow in the water supply. In some cases, they add to the water supply like fluoride.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Right now, disgraced FBI Deep State Director Christopher Wray is testifying before Congress and being destroyed.
How many illegal FISA queries have occurred under your leadership of the FBI?
Well, there are reports that have come out with different numbers about compliance incidents.
More than a million illegal ones? Because that's what the Inspector General said. The Inspector General said that in the 3.4 million of these queries, more than a million were in error. Do you have any basis to disagree with that assessment by the Inspector General?
I'm not sure, actually, that's a correct characterization of the Inspector General's findings on that.
Well, the Internet will remind you of that in moments. But let's now go to what the court said. The court said it was over 200,000 that have occurred on your watch. Do you have any basis to disagree with that assessment?
Again, I don't have the numbers. I sit here right now. What I can
seems like a number you should know. How many times the FBI is breaking the law under your watch? I'm sitting here with my father. I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person he knows and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I am sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Sounds like a shakedown, doesn't it, Director?
I'm not going to get into commenting on that.
You seem deeply uncurious about it, don't you? Almost suspiciously uncurious. Are you protecting the Bidens?
Absolutely not. The FBI does not. You
won't answer the question about whether or not that's a shakedown, and everybody knows why you won't answer it. Because to the millions of people who will see this, they know it is. And your inability to acknowledge that is deeply revealing about you.
The deep state is on the ropes, and the more they fight back, the weaker they're going to get. All we got to do is keep spreading the word and keep exposing the globalists. They're going down, ladies and gentlemen. But for those of us at the front line that hit the spear, we got to be willing to give up our lives. We got to be willing to be put in prison. We got to be willing to have them go out for our families. That's the commitment I've made to you, because God's watching. I don't do this because I'm a hero. I do it because evil must be faced, and God works through us to deliver justice. Oh, incredible transmission today. Wow, but with Chris Wray being destroyed in Congress right now, and a major federal ruling, federal judge denies government motion to stay injunction by another federal court in landmark free speech case that's all about deep state surveillance, censorship, criminal racketeering. That's happening. A lot of good news and some really dangerous news. We'll be getting into a little bit later as well, and that's the situation in Ukraine. I don't like Zelensky. I don't like NATO. I don't like the war. But that said, I don't like the fact that Putin took the bait in the proxy war and upped the ante, because I knew it would escalate. Now it is escalating out of control, and Zelensky's a very, very dangerous man, and he's now threatening NATO. And remember, he's been letting the world know what his threat is. He's going to blow up the giant nuclear power plant, the biggest in Europe, and blame it on the Russians to try to suck NATO fully into the war. And the Ukrainians have really gotten too big for their britches. That is, the people in Kiev running the show are a danger to the entire planet. And I don't think Zelensky, if he keeps running his mouth, is going to be above ground very long. And when I say that, it's not a threat from me to Zelensky. I know geopolitics. I know how the globalists operate. And if he starts thinking that he actually calls the shots, he's going to be, yeah, in the same club as Saddam Hussein and Osama bin Laden and others. And hell, even Gaddafi tried to come in out of the dark and do whatever the globalists wanted, and they still killed him. So this is very dangerous. This is how you escalate the nuclear war. I'll be laying that out. But let's just cut live to the Congressional House Oversight Committee hearing that's going on with Jim Jordan.
People. Absolutely not. Thank you very much. Let me thank you as well.
Let's hear Jackson and Lee slobber all over. And let's hear a little bit of the other side.
That the FBI exaggerates domestic terrorism. Certainly, January 6th had its many different storytellers, but that was an act of domestic terrorism. I don't know how you could have exaggerated that as evidenced by the special congressional committee we had. But let's just think of domestic terrorism as it relates to the good men and women of our law enforcement. Take an example February 2020.
I know it's live. You can't pause. The Democrats literally say burning down cities is good, killing cops is good, random violence is good. And they're trying to float this idea that white supremacy is the number one crime in this country. It's not even on the radar. They create this own little special pie of extremist violence and then only report the few white extremist events and then say it's the majority of crime. It's like saying, in my backyard, the biggest plant is that 1-inch blade of grass. But you've got a 1 square area you're looking at in the backyard. My backyard is this square inch. And the biggest thing is this 1-inch piece of grass next to a 200-foot tree. But see, it's not in the graph. That's how they're lying by the statistics. But we don't need to be statisticians to know that. Are there white supremacists running around murdering people everywhere? No, they're not. They got articles out saying if you're in good shape, you're a white supremacist. I mean, it's getting dumber. They're now saying Asians are the number one white supremacist group. I'm going to show you these articles. This is a desperate globalist state that wants us all killing each other. But, you know, I said I'd listen to her, even though it's super annoying, because we're going to hear some of the other live stuff from Republicans. So let's go back to Jackson Lee.
Unlike what's happening in law enforcement more generally, is actually up very significantly.
Thank you. And I look forward to being diverse. Let me start with our whistleblower
white supremacism
journey here. Are you familiar with FBI Special Agents Kyle Serapin?
I'm familiar with the name.
Is that yes?
I'm familiar with the name.
Yeah. The committee heard testimony that Ms. Serapin was suspended after he mishandled his service weapon and then said he wanted to use two female FBI executives as shooting targets. That was testimony of Jennifer Moore, HR, under Human Resources, under oath from the FBI. Mr. Serapin describes himself as a congressional whistleblower, but committee Republicans will not tell us whether he has been in contact with them. Are you familiar with former
FBI
agents?
I'm sorry, I can't listen to this. Just turn it off. I told you we could listen to it, but I'm not going to subject anybody to that. Unbelievable garbage. Okay, let me tell you what we're getting to today. We have a lot of new developments on Pedogate and the great hero Tim Ballard, whose organization helped save over 6,000 children over the last decade and who's put thousands of pedos behind bars. And the corporate media jumping the shark and saying that it's all fake, nothing's happening, and it gets a lot worse. Meanwhile, they've busted more pedo rings all over the country with the actual drug to kidnap children. Every day they find a dungeon or a basement full of a bunch of kidnapped kids with some handler running them, and they find the cell phone numbers to higher-ups that have them in the safe houses. I've seen five of those stories in the last 2 days. I've got those. I've got local newscast. And you're probably going to ask, why are we not hearing about this on the national news? Well, why does Biden, starting a month ago, not allow the Border Patrol to DNA test people when they have no ID, they don't look like the child, and it's a federal law regulation? But Biden's getting rid of the funding for it, where they're going to turn children loose with no DNA testing. But it gets worse, as I said yesterday. So I'm going to go back over this, too. They've taken kidnapped children and child sex slavery and a bunch of other terms to report it off of the Justice Department website. So when you go there to go, oh, okay, I'm going to call the bank robbery, or I'm going to call the white collar crime thing, or I'm going to go send a tip. I'm going to send a tip on sex slavery and child sex trafficking. Oh, sorry, that isn't on the menu. It'd be like if you call the fire department, I want to report my neighbor's house is on fire. Well, fires don't exist. We don't have that. That's not a thing that's on the... What do you mean? What does the fire department do? Well, we go to automobile accidents. Well, what if a car was on fire? Well, sir, fire doesn't exist. I mean, that's the level of the mind control. Like, fathers and mothers don't exist. Two genders don't exist. It's all just cult brainwashing. Gravity doesn't exist. It's 1984. So we're going to cover everything today. It's going to be a massive broadcast. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.
Relied on women and whiskey to chase my blues, turn my nights to days. First rage, only a pastime. With age, more than a lifetime. Day in, day out, the world just turns away.
Welcome back, my friends.
Everybody knows you live and you learn. But let's just go on and on. I guess we're gonna have to wait for all the pages to turn. Find out if it's right or if it's wrong.
You live, you learn.
You live.
All right, let's go back to some of the clips, and we'll go back to some of the live event of Chris Wray. The FBI, the Justice Department, the logjam that allows the illegal human trafficking of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of children into sex slavery, sweatshop slavery, you name it, that allows the fentanyl to pour in, that allows all the Democratic Party corruption, that allows all the persecution of innocent conservatives and Christians, who allows all the money laundering through Ukraine, allows all the Chinese agents inside the Democratic Party offices, allows all the different Biden crimes, Hunter Biden's pedophilia, His all of it. They're the logjam holding up getting our country back. They are the dictatorship. They are the Praetorian Guard that let the criminals that have hijacked our government stay in power. And the world knows it, and the statistics show it, and the FBI is the most unpopular federal agency there is. Congress has a 9% approval rating. The FBI has less than 10% approval rating. The mainstream media has less than 10% approval rating. The people know they're a plague. It doesn't mean everybody in mainstream media or everybody in the government or everybody in the FBI is bad. But the people running the corporate media and the Justice Department and the Democratic Party are very bad, ruthless, crazy people. And the good news is it's coming out that they're illegally surveilling everybody, election meddling, and censoring with big tech and big companies, and it's in their own documents that it's for political control, and it doesn't get more totalitarian than that. A literal Ministry of Truth is what the federal judge said 2 weeks ago when he blocked Biden from coordinating censorship with big tech. And just since this ruling 2 weeks ago, and now another higher court has blocked the attempt to lift the injunction, so Biden just lost again, his controllers just lost again. I have noticed, because I know how to track this stuff just with my eyes, looking at it and going over it, the censorship has absolutely mitigated. When I say mitigated, not total, but there's been an absolute mitigation, a large dial back of censorship on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, on Google. I mean, I've seen a marked example, and I'm not going to give our enemies that watch all day at Media Matters that help quarterback this examples. I'm sure they're seeing it too. They'll have articles out saying, look, why aren't you blocking this now? So, because it's a freaking crime. That's why. So, I'm seeing major cracks in the dam of their censorship, and the truth is starting to surge forward. And once the dam breaks, they're not going to be able to put it back together again. When the levee breaks, have no place to stay. Going down, going down, going down now. Let's come in with that. Come back from break. So, let's play a few clips here of Ray getting really taken to the woodshed. Here it is.
Can you define what disinformation is?
What I can tell you is that our focus is not on disinformation, broadly speaking.
Well, wait a minute. Yes, it is. Wait a minute.
Can I answer the question?
You can in a minute. Your star witness said in the litigation, Elvis Chan, who's in charge of this, said they do it on the basis of disinformation. We need a definition of what that is.
Our focus is on malign foreign disinformation, that is, foreign hostile actors who engage in covert efforts to abuse our social media platforms, which is something that is not...
Back it up 10 seconds. Okay, so remember, Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian. The FBI knew it wasn't. They made it up. They said in Congress 5 years ago, what is an example in the Armed Services Committee with the CIA... What is an example of a Russian asset or Russian disinfo? They said Alex Jones InfoWars. Yeah, right. So, remember, Donald Trump's a Russian agent. No, the Democratic Party are globalist agents who've sold us out to everybody. And the Russians are amateurs at the trough. Hollywood, the left, the Soros crowd, the big banks have first dibs on raping us. Then the Chi-Coms get second dibs on raping us. Then all the other criminal gangs and mafias get fourth dibs on raping us. Just all and all the medical centers get to brainwash kids and take them away from their parents and cut their genitals off. I mean, this country is a shooting gallery for the American people. Open season on our asses. He just hides behind, well, we only block foreign disinformation. Boulder Dash. Go back to this liar.
We need a definition of what that is.
Our focus is on malign foreign disinformation, that is, foreign hostile actors who engage in covert efforts to abuse our social media platforms, which is something that is not seriously in dispute.
I have to stop you for time. That's not accurate. You need to read this court opinion because you're in charge of enforcing it. And then, July 4th, we had this explosive 155-page opinion from a federal court in my home state of Louisiana. It explains in detail that the FBI has been directly involved in what the court says is, quote, arguably the most massive attack against free speech in United States history. The court ordered the White House, DOJ, and FBI, among others, to immediately cease colluding with and coercing social media companies to suppress American speech, of course, conservative speech in particular. Director Ray, I find it stunning. You made no mention of this court opinion either in your opening statement today or in this lengthy 14-page report that you prepared on July 12th, which is 8 days after the court ruling. Have you read the ruling, sir?
I am familiar with the ruling, and I've reviewed it with our Office of General Counsel.
Are you deeply disturbed by what they've told you about the ruling if you haven't read it yourself?
Obviously, we're going to comply with the court's order, the court's preliminary injunction. We sent out guidance to the field and headquarters about how to do that. Needless to say, the injunction itself is the subject of ongoing litigation, and so I'll decline to comment further on
it. Well, let me tell you what...
You know what he's really thinking there, right? He's thinking, my higher-ups have told me in the Black Ops they're getting ready to cut the power and launch a bigger war. They can't do it soon enough. We've lost control. They know what we've done. We got to go ahead and do a power outage and blame it on the domestic groups and start the terror attacks. We got to go ahead and launch the Civil War. He's just sitting there going, we've waited too long, we've waited too long. He's thinking, load the truck bombs, activate the sleeper cells, prepare to blame the American people, prepare the false flag. He's back at headquarters, you know, and then going off to some park somewhere and meeting with one of the spook heads and just saying, he's probably meeting with Brennan right now and Obama, and they're just sitting around going, we got to get the green light from the 300. We got to talk to the Rothschilds, Rockefellers. We got to get the big combines. They're like, well, don't you represent them? The director is the Carnegie director. And he's like, well, the director doesn't have full authorization from the board. It's too dangerous to launch these operations. The public's aware of them. Well, we better launch them fast. And they're having a debate right now, setting off nukes, you name it, sky's the limit, bioweapons. They'll kill everybody to stay in power. I'm telling you. You want to? I'm telling you. We'll be right back. The globalists aren't just targeting us through the poison shots or the electromagnetic 5G or the GMO crops. They're hitting us with hundreds of chemicals that the EPA has authorized companies and industry to use. One of the top
pesticides used is atrazine. The allowable level the government admits that they allow to be in your water supply is enough to sterilize you and basically turn your son into a feminized mutant. Look it up. Don't let them do this to your family. We have the very best gravity-fed filter system out there. Highest rated at half the price of leading competitors. The Alexa Pure, ready to ship to you right now. We have replacement filters for folks who have already gotten it. It does 10,000 gallons before you replace them. It is amazing. It's great for your home, your business. You can put swamp water in it, tap water, whatever, well water. Almost everything's contaminated. This is how you take control of the fluids in your body and counter the globalist onslaught. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time, we're running a 10% discount. That is a huge discount. It's probably the lowest price out there. You need this filter.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
FBI up there on screen for TV viewers here in a moment, and then we will continue on here. Got a lot of other news, a lot of different angles and things that I'm intending to hit and get into, obviously, here today. I also intend to open the phones up, but when we went out to break and I was doing a simulation of the type of things I believe they're talking about, and I know they're talking about behind the scenes. The deep state, corrupt, corporate, global interests that have seized our nation and are basically swallowing it and dissolving it right now into tyranny, they, in their own white papers and public statements, admit they're losing control. And they admit they're all going to go to prison if President Trump gets back in. So when you realize that they are in control, more and more of the nuclear weapons, that robots and computers are replacing the checks and balances that are humans, and you see all the wars they've started, all the crazy things they've done, and the fact that they released COVID out of a lab, they ordered the medical facilities not to give people known treatments to increase death levels, they paid hospitals $50,000+ to intubate healthy people and kill them, they kicked families out of nursing homes but brought COVID patients in to get them sick and then kill them. They did this worldwide as a test. That's the Bill Gateses and Klaus Schwabs and the people above them. And so when they've already committed a massive genocidal holocaust against the industrialized Western world, but they didn't have COVID in Africa because the Africans said, we don't trust you, we're not going to take it. They had the lowest, quote, COVID rates in the world. A couple thousand deaths and only 6% ever tested positive because they didn't rig the machines to test positive. Remember the president of Tanzania as a scientist tested a papaya, tested a goat, and it came up positive for COVID at the settings the UN told them to use. They just turned the settings up where this piece of paper here in my hand will say you got COVID. Remember all that fraud? So I don't get up here to be sensational when I tell you the crazy people running things will do anything to stay in power. And they've been teeing up, and they've been hyping, and they've been pushing that imminently right-wingers, Trump supporters, are going to attack the power grid via a cyber attack. That way they can frame people. And that once that happens, they're just going to have to put an internet kill switch in that only allows certain websites to be visited, approved media and government. And then they're going to have to round up and arrest the evil right-wingers that are planning a digital January 6th. Now, I predicted they would do this 2 years before they did it, looking at the FBI reports that were putting out and the national directives that Obama was putting out through his puppet Biden. And I said, look for them to claim that right-wing MAGA groups are going to hack attack and bring down part of the power grid or large sections of the power grid, and that that'll be used for the new, basically, COVID lockdowns. And then they'll use that as the pretext for the Internet ID, that once they turn the Internet back on, because they're going to say the Internet's being used to attack infrastructure, once they turn it back on, you've got to have an Internet ID, which they're announcing all over the world right now, to be able to get back on. And that people that don't get back on, sorry, you got to scan to get into this grocery store. You got to scan your smartphone to get gas. You got to scan your smartphone to get on the Internet, because you saw what happened when in, say, the Northeast or the West Coast or the Texas power sector, that's five states, or the Chicago system, one of the six grids, or maybe more, goes out. You saw the devastation. You saw the stock market crash, 10,000 points. You saw the fear. You saw the riots. You saw 2 months of no power, and we bet the heroes and the engineers and the men and women of the law enforcement barely got it back up. And they've got the main hacker, a Trump supporter, who admits he works with Russia, and he's confessed to running the attack that brought down one-third of the U.S. grid and killed 1 million people in the last 2 months with the riots and death. We've made it through it. We've come together as a country, but we've got to have this Internet ID. We've got to have the central bank digital currency. It's all just so happy to be ready, and those that don't accept it are part of the group that did this. They're Russian agents. Oh, breaking! Russians just used tactical nuclear weapons. NATO's now officially joining the war. That's how it's going to go down. That's one major scenario. And that's the one they've been pre-programming the most. And I knew their final pre-programming, like a jigsaw puzzle that's got 400 pieces, about 2 years ago, and I've said about 500 times that exact scenario you just heard. And I said, you know they're getting ready to do it when they say, okay, right-wingers that support Trump are going to hack the Internet and hack infrastructure and bring down the power grid for Russia. So we've got to, you know, get ready to, quote, turn the Internet off so that they can't use it to shut things down. But who's really shutting down the Keystone Pipeline? Who's really blowing up the Nord Stream Pipeline? Who's blowing up the Russian pipelines, the European pipelines, our pipelines? Who's dissolving the borders? Who's shipping in the kidnapped children? Who's devaluing the dollar? Who's demoralizing the country? Who's giving us poison shots? Who's defunding the police? Who's letting radical, hardcore criminals, in many cases with no bail, people that rob banks are being let out with no bail in more than 100 towns and cities, including Los Angeles? Who's doing all that? Is it Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson and Andrew Tate and Joe Rogan and Donald Trump? And Dana White, you know, those Russian agents that love red, white, and blue and ultimate fighting championships. Yeah, we're the ones you got to watch. We're the ones that don't want you to live well. We're the ones that want to cut your power. We're the ones that want to cut your son's penis off. Yeah, we're the ones that want to sexually. No, we're not the ones. We're the Americans. You're the Americans. We're not the ones putting a mentally ill man in a dress up there to tell you Bud Light's the greatest thing around. And just like Bud Light's now lost $30 billion and is the 14th beer in the country from number one, the New World Order is going to be 1,000 times less popular than Anheuser-Busch when we're done with them. So, if Chris Ray and his handlers think their plan to cut the power and blame it on us is going to fly, if they think that duck's going to quack, if they think that dog's going to hunt, you're crazy enough to do it. And everybody needs to know, the minute they cut the power, they've got MS-13 and other cutout groups that will claim they're Antifa, but it's really assassin teams that are planning to kill myself, Trump, Tucker Carlson. They're gonna kill Joe Rogan because he's not going to sell out to them. And anyone prominent, Dana White's dead. But here's the deal. They can't kill all of us. But just remember, when they make this move, they're going to try to kill every major person. They've got names, they've got lists, they've got it all. Right down to your local top talk show host that's fighting, got the number one ratings, just a common sense person, they know won't sell out during this. They know won't go along during this takeover. They're marked for death. And it'll all happen in one night. 10,000 people's houses are going to get hit. And it's going to be right when the power goes off. The minute the power goes off, or the minute they say the Russians have hit Ukraine with a nuke, they're coming. So, telling you, better be looking over your shoulder. Better be Frosty, Frosty the Snowman. Because you're six is when they're going to come. And, you know, here's the thing about this. Once the hammer drops, they've tried to pre-program everybody that you get back at the deep state by, say, flying an airplane.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And there's a real awakening to just how bad we've gotten, just how far we've fallen, just how crazy the corruption has developed into. That now every major corporate channel other than Fox News is endorsing child sex trafficking, child sex mutilation, and attacking movies that are on record with thousands of convictions and congressional testimony. And I mean, it's totally certified, true story. A small snapshot of a much bigger story, and they're just saying, you know what, we're not going to DNA test or check the IDs of kids. We're just going to let whoever brings them in have them. We're not going to have a record of who they are. We find them dead. I mean, they're literally covering tracks while they do it. What Biden and Obama is doing at the border is like a criminal wearing a mask and gloves to come to your house and kill you. They're literally erasing the trail while the news tells you there's no child sex trafficking. I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on. And everybody better realize we're being positioned for total destruction. The New World Order doesn't want America to even exist in the future. We're being positioned for collapse and absorption into NATO. Let's go back to the hearing and see if a Republican or Democrat's talking right now to Chris Ray.
Also passed the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act. Among other critical gun violence provisions in that, the legislation begins to address the problem of gun trafficking. What steps has the FBI taken to implement or utilize this new law that actually helps to stop gun trafficking?
Well, we're of course working closely with the Justice Department.
We're going to come back to this. The Justice Department that ran hundreds of thousands of guns into Mexico and shipped them to ISIS. I mean, it's just, again, everything they say is a lie. Oh, is the FBI harassing with the ATF small gun shops? Oh, absolutely. Oh, did you dot an I wrong or cross a T wrong? Oh, you're going to jail. You can always tell what the answer is going to be out of these guys. We'll continue on. You know, I get so mad watching these hearings that maybe I shouldn't be watching it until later. Just watch some of the clips, because randomly tuning into what Democrats have to say and the nauseating answers that these government bureaucrats give is, well, it's that. It turns my stomach. Absolutely turns my stomach. But the good news is, federal judge denies government motion to stay injunction in landmark free speech case. But it's a lot bigger than that. It's the government illegally, secretly, with intelligence agencies, interface with big tech and media to surveil and then censor people and then sick the legacy, dinosaur, repeater, propaganda networks against the very people they're silencing. So they don't just surveil you and then silence you and debank you. They then lie about you in a unified field of propaganda being directed by U.S. intelligence agencies. Gee, who do I know they've done that to? There was two people that the Wall Street Journal admitted 6 years ago who were being targeted to beta test this to roll out against everyone. And it was Julian Assange and another guy. What was his name? I forget his name. He lives in Texas. He's a talk show host. Oh, it's Alex Jones. Oh, it's me. You know, we can play the clips of the CIA and Congress saying Alex Jones is evil and bad. They're not supposed to operate domestically. I'm evil and bad? Because I sit here and experience your criminal activity and watch you child sex traffic and watch you put dictators in and watch you do all of this, and then we're supposed to just sit there and let you destroy us and turn our power off? Let's go to Congressman Republican talking to Ray. Here it is.
Grassley and Johnson had collected were mostly financial records and could easily have been corroborated as authentic. And by then, the FBI had the Hunter laptop in its possession for over a year, so it knew the lucrative payments of the Bidens from corrupt and anti-American regimes were authentic. How on earth did the FBI empower an agent under investigation for potentially corrupt performance and abuse of FISA in one politically fraught investigation, a Democrat operative-driven case against President Trump, to play a key role and to undermine a second politically fraught investigation, a case against the Bidens? How's that possible? How can you allow that to occur in the Federal Bureau of Investigations? My colleagues on the other side of the aisle say the elite law enforcement agency of the United States. How does that occur?
I can't at the moment discuss a pending personnel matter. I can tell you that every employee who in any way touched the Crossfire Hurricane matter has been referred to our Office of Professional Responsibility, our disciplinary
arm. Are you concerned about this activity by the FBI and what was communicated to the FISA court? Does that concern you as the director of the FBI?
I consider the conduct that was described in the Durham report as totally unacceptable and unrepresentative of what I see from the FBI every day and must never be allowed to happen again.
He directed.
Have there been consequences as a result? Mr. Auden, has he had consequences?
Well, again, I can't speak to pending personnel matters. As you would perhaps remember from your own time in law enforcement, because we were working closely with Mr. Durham and I assigned agents to help him, at his request, we slowed down the administrative process to allow his investigation to complete itself. Now that it is complete, our personnel processes are very much ongoing.
Well, I think it is more than troubling that under your watch, we see that this continued to occur, and you have Auden continued to be empowered after there was an investigation and after there was an effort by the FBI to look into why he would go to the FISA court and give wrong information. I mean, the issue here has been wrapped up in a cloud of politics, but the fact is the American people deserve to know how the FISA court is being abused and how it's being abused against the former president and against them. In light of the reports that we saw Mr. Johnson from Louisiana put forward, it was in a court filing, in a court report. I want to move on to another topic. On September 23rd, 2022, 20 heavily armed agents stormed the home of Mark Houck. You're familiar with this?
I'm familiar with the Houck case a little bit, yes.
And this was after Mr. Houck's lawyer reached out and said he would appear voluntarily because the incident in question occurred almost in a year earlier in October of 2021, so a year earlier. And the question here I have, local authorities investigated the incident but concluded there was no case. After the jury met for roughly an hour, Houck was acquitted. How on earth did Mark Houck end up having the FBI send several armed agents along with local authorities to arrest him at gunpoint? And do you approve it? Did you approve of that?
Well, let me start where you ended. Decisions about the manner of an arrest are not something that the FBI director approves. I defer to and rely on the judgment of the experienced career.
That's enough. I can't listen anymore of this. We'll get you the highlights and go over it. I'm going to restart the show officially. I mean, it's been a powerful hour, but I'm going to restart the show officially when we come back. And I've got so much huge news that it's on days like this that I almost choke. I don't want to say it's choking, but I'm just like, it's insane. Wait till you see the climate change, carbon tax, world government, digital ID announcements they've made. Bloomberg, AP, all of it. Massive tyranny out in the open. Just staggering levels of control that are being rolled out. Then we've got the huge Zelensky attacking NATO developments. I've got a bunch on the Sound of Freedom. And, I mean, listen to this. A Franklin, Tennessee man finds a cell phone at a pizza shop that leads to the arrest of a soccer coach who drugged and raped young children. I've got stacks of this. And then meanwhile, they're saying none of this exists on the news. Oh, Sound of Freedom, nothing's happening. Look at this one, CBS News. Catholic Church spent $10.6 million to lobby against legislation that would benefit victims of child sex abuse. So what you've had is hundreds of millions of dollars by all these different groups lobbying to sexualize children, like Disney does, and then silencing people that talk about it. It just goes on and on. So that's a big stack. We've got a bunch of news on quantum computing. It's just amazing. I'm going to get focused. I just started playing Ray clips at the start. It made me so mad. I kind of went off on a jag. But that was good that I laid out scenarios I believe they're preparing. Doesn't mean they're going to pull them. In fact, I don't think they're preparing those scenarios. All the pieces are there. They've already set the stage. I predicted how they would do it, and now they've done it. Exactly, word for word, as I said. So I'm in the enemy's brain. And I just hope they're smart enough to know that no permutation of any attacks they launch will work. And the bigger attacks they launch, the more it destroys them. But, yes, the more of us it destroys along with that. So I do like living. I really am not looking forward to the next bioweapon they're going to release and the new lockdowns and all of it. And that's just if we're lucky they're going to do that. And I mean, are we going to sit here and take this forever, folks? We're going to break. Today is the last day for the July super sale. Up to 60% off double Patriot points, Nitric Boost, Super Female Vitality, Brain Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra. It's all there, and we need your funding to keep fighting. We'll never back down, but we could give out. So spread the article, spread the videos. I see you doing a great job. But also buy the products. They will empower you. They will enrich you. They're really amazing. And 10% off on water filtration and all the storable food. I think that's going to get extended for a week or so, but I would take advantage of that as well. Hour number two, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
With all the craziness in the world, the collapsing border.